As you arrive at the monument, you see all the people who have been part of this journey with you and wonder how they got there so quickly. Everyone appears very calm, filling you with a sense of peace. Uncle Rick and Harley turn to you as you arrive and wave. You feel relieved to see them and wave back. Harley doesn't seem fazed at all. You have a memory of him in the claws of an eagle, but it's only a memory. And you know the memory is not real. You know the difference now between truth and half-truths, but also how to uncover the whole truth from stories now that you know the deeper meaning of all of these stories. It feels more like a journey than a mystery now, though you realise you haven't solved the mystery yet and don't want to disappoint Harley. After all, he invited you here for a reason. Then Harley turns to you and says,
"Monuments are shining symbols of identity. Statues everywhere tell a story of who we are as a nation and as a race of people."
As you walk up the summit to the monument, you ponder this message about monuments and people. You notice Uncle Rick, presiding over the ceremony. His authority and presence calms you, but you feel there's an expectation here, that you need to respond in some way to these stories, that the stories demand a response. It's not just about listening, you need to take action. As you come to terms with this knowledge, smoke and song envelops you. You're part of the ceremony. You're part of this land, our common ground. You circle the statue, realizing this whole journey, all the stories you discovered that remade you, your memories that helped you discover your identity and made you close to whole again. They were all leading you here to this spot, to one final story. You walk around the monument, reading the names on the statue. One of the names is etched in gold, King Survivor. Who is this person? What does it take for someone in history to be crowned a king and a survivor? You realise this person was John King, an Irish explorer, the sole survivor of the Burke and Wills expedition in the 1860s. But you wonder how he survived. There's no mention of this story is written on the statue. Since you're now on friendly terms with country and feel like you can ask country anything, you decide to ask how King Survivor survived. Country tells you.
He was saved by the Aboriginal people in Cooper's Creek, South Australia.
You wonder if you've heard about this part of the story before. You wonder if there are people still alive today who carry these oral histories. You're going to Google this when you get home. It occurs to you that you need to let Harley know you get it now. So you tell him what you've discovered. That we're only half of who we really are if we allow these stories and knowledge to remain unacknowledged and ignored.
So what are you going to do about it?
Harley asks. You reflect on this a moment, your head swirling with ideas and possibilities. Then finally, you find your answer and you say, I'm going to make sure people don't forget it by passing on and sharing these stories. Everything has fallen into place for you. These recorded histories and colonial stories have significance, but they can only tell one side of the story. The journey you've been on is about First Peoples history, oral history, Jara history, the full history, the other half of the story of this land. You know now that your challenge is not only to share the stories, but to respond with stories of your own, in ways that are important and make sense to you. You understand what it means to share the significance of First Peoples stories in ways that are true to the story.
I love that response. I'd love to hear from all you story seekers about what you got from these teachings. Do please submit a piece of history of your own or write a poem inspired by the stories you heard and experienced today. Tell us why they must be remembered. You'll find our email address in the acknowledgements on the app and we'll make sure to publish your letter or poem on our website.
Now Uncle Rick chimes in.
Some histories have been silenced or shunted to the margins or dismissed as mythical. Listen to these stories to understand the secrets and the age-old lessons for what they reveal about the land, how to care for country, for one another. Otherwise, we are only ever half what we could truly be. We do not own the land. The land owns us. We're only caretakers for the land, for the next generations, which will be you guys. So it's important for us all to to care for the land and the country.
You're part of this living history, and there's a sense of the spirit of this place you've come to know in your travels through this land. Then a memory pops into your head. It's a flashback to another time and place. You look around to the surrounding landscape, and you're smiling a little to yourself as the stories you've listened to return, because you realize that some stories are worth remembering. Stories of the land speak to us.